everyone, this is Ebony Goddess Nicole, and let me preface this Halloween hypnosis post by saying that I enjoy making grown men scream and cry like little bitch asses. So anyway, do I have any Halloween fans out there? I'm talking scary movies, trick-or-treating, dressing up, costume parties, the whole bit. Well, Halloween, along with every other major celebratory social holiday, is canceled this year. I don't have to tell you why, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to fuck with you. You can still call me on Night Flirt and we can celebrate Halloween over the phone. I'm down to watch a scary movie with you and be your phone girlfriend for a few hours if you have a favorite movie. Do you have a favorite movie? Let me know. Of course, a Halloween session of erotic hypnosis might also interest you. And the title of this blog is Halloween Hypnosis with the Ebony Goddess of Mindfuck. So you know that that implies that I have my own plans for you. Just be informed that I will implant naughty things in your head whether you want them there or not. That is what the loss of control is about, and I am forgetting something, though. The fact that I did say I like turning men into my little bitches, and there are a couple of ways to get you in subspace and leave you battered and bruised for my pleasure. I am a sadist. So why don't we start with your nuts? Let's pretend that you actually have any nuts, for starters, and that you're a CBT fetishist who enjoys CBT and genital pain play. Now, you're going to get a big heavy boot for me. That's going to represent the Ebony Goddess's foot. And then, you're going to kick yourself nice and hard in those nuts for me, while I laugh at you. There is also something empowering about imagining that you are one of my annoying motherfucking ex-boyfriends that just got kneed and tasered. I would do that too. Knee him and taser him right in the nuts. Seriously, that is so satisfying for me. Because men, well, we're not going to go into that right now. Let's talk about CBT. So, how is this for twisted? Okay, I trance you, hypnotizing you into believing that you love and enjoy hurting yourself for me. Because you do. You love hurting yourself for Goddess Nicole. And then I send you out into the world. And that is when the fun begins. Now visualize yourself. Close your eyes for me. And visualize yourself being unable to control your urge to slap your dick for Goddess Nicole. Hit yourself in the balls for Goddess Nicole. Spread your legs and play whack-a-mole with the twig and berries for Goddess Nicole. Anytime I want, anywhere I want. How would that feel? How humiliated would you be if you suddenly stopped in the middle of a crowded street, store, office, wherever, and just started punching yourself in the nuts while chanting, "Thank you, Goddess Nicole." You'd better think your lucky stars hypnosis isn't real. Or is it? Is erotic hypnosis real? Well, the science fiction version of hypnosis, you know, where you see the spiral on the TV and you drop into trance or, that kind of thing may not be. However, you are capable of going into a trance. Yes, and you do it several times a day without even knowing. And you are capable during those trances of having subliminal triggers programmed into your subconscious. Oh yes, but I cannot just pick up my TV remote, press the sleep button, and put a physical human being on standby as much as I would like to. I would love to have like a human TV remote and just control men by clicking buttons. You know, men are so tethered to that TV remote, aren't they? So what would happen if they became a slave? Every time you press the TV remote, you drop deep into trance for Goddess Nicole, and then you must call her on Night Flirt. Hey, what just happened there? Did I turn you clicking the TV remote into a trigger? It is really that easy. It is that simple. Mostly because hypnosis isn't real unless you desperately want it to be. And there is the matter of my voice, which has an effect of its own entirely, sink and drop for me. So as we were saying, you and I, just having this conversation, what a combination that would be, huh? CBT and sadistic hypnosis. The idea of using erotic hypnosis to make someone lose their mind is one that resonates with me. I want you to be very afraid of me. And to have those questionable, unwanted thoughts pop up into your head during the day. You know which ones I'm talking about. The unwanted, uncontrolled thoughts. The ones where you're driving to work and suddenly a little voice in your head says, "Hey, pull over to the side of the road and punch yourself in the dick for Goddess Nicole." You'll want it. You'll be tempted to test your mortality trigger, and I'm going to push you off that ledge and make you question your sanity. Disclaimer: for safety reasons, this is all only fantasy. I cannot do anything to you that you do not consent to. Consent is sexy, after all. I mean, I could do far worse. I could turn you into my sissy. Haven't you read my blog? Didn't you read Gender Bending and Sissification? Or even worse, I turn you into my human toilet and make you eat my black ass. Could you imagine having your face wedged between my cheeks? Oh, look at that. You're thinking about it, aren't you? Kind of like when you tell someone, try not to think of a big red Mack truck. All of a sudden, you're thinking of a big red Mack truck. So, go slap yourself in the balls for me. I want you to close your eyes, and even if you have your eyes open, envision yourself slapping yourself in the balls for me. I don't care where you are. Just stop right now and do it. Do you feel that rush? The adrenaline pumping and your dick getting hard, knowing that you want to do something you're not supposed to. And possibly, if you're listening to this audio right now, you just did it, didn't you? Now, I want you to call me. You can call me at either Night Flirt Phone Sex, or if you prefer, iwantclips.com. I have a phone line there. If you wish to pay me outside of those two platforms, you can send me a tribute on AVN Stars to pay for a Skype session. The links are on the blog for this audio. Rates on Skype are the same as they are for my phone lines. You can also feel free to tribute me just because you want to, for no other reason than you know that giving me your money serves the greater good. Well, that's me. I'm the greater good. Now, there is one other alternate form of payment, because I seem to get this question a lot. I get messages on Twitter from guys, you know, saying, oh, how do I do a session with you? I want to do a session. And I tell them they have to pay through the site, and they'll say something like, oh, I can't pay through the site. And they'll come up with some excuse for why they can't, or they'll ask me, well, is there another way? So to answer that question, I only accept verified forms of payment through adult services, which basically means that if you want to pay me, you have to pay me through Night Flirt. You have to pay me through any of the platforms that I am on, because I do not accept any other form of payment outside of the proper channels, if you get my meaning. So there is one more option for you. If you don't want to pay through Night Flirt, you don't have I Want Clips, and you don't have an account on AVN, and you would like to keep a certain level of anonymity while still utilizing my services, you can pay through the virtual world on Second Life. I do have some customers that pay me through Second Life for sessions, for Skype sessions. So that is an option for you. First, you will need to make an account. I have included the link on my blog to where you go. You go to secondlife.com. You can buy their virtual currency online without me ever knowing your personal information. I don't see any of that. You're the only one that sees it, and obviously the service that you're paying through sees it. But I don't get any of that information, so your information is safe, and you can use it to pay me there. I am Nicole Renee in World. Link to my profile on there also. I will be possibly uploading a how-to video on AVN. Now, if I upload the video on AVN, it will be for sale, which means you will have to pay for it through that site. So, for that, find a way. Because let me tell you something, y'all find a way to pay when you want something. So find a way. Because if you really wanted to call me and you really wanted to do a session with me, I mean, you know, you would be moving mountains, and Goddess Nicole wants you to move mountains for her, because money's important. It's how I pay my bills, just like you. So that is me telling you, do not expect anything from me without payment. Once we get all of that out of the way, then I can play with your mind and absolve myself of any involvement, because you made the choice to do it after all. This is Goddess Nicole, and I hope that you found this blog stimulating and informative. Have a wonderful Halloween, and thank you for reading.